Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. We all know that. It's also the 26th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and the sun's shining. But we got snow last night. I mean, there's goddamn snow out there all over everything. It's just sickening. And it's supposed to be more snow Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's just dead-ass nasty winter here, and I hate it. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at. Well, we're going to talk about guns, of course, man. They've come back with their, you know, they've tried to slide this thing right over in the category with Sandy hoax and the rest of their bullshit false flags. And they have to go forward with something. They know that because their Jew masters have told them so. And the Jews are going to have their way. So, I mean, it's something for us to look forward to. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBS TV. Okay, I hold me a yes man. He simply agrees with anything I say. Does all my dirty deals and feeds me my bills. Long as I'm still breathing, he gets paid. Hey, Miss Smiley, read the writing on the wall.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Well, Trump's, he held a big meeting today with governors from around the country, to talk about gun safety. And one thing that I heard him say towards the end, because, they were all putting out there, this thing at the teachers being armed, this isn't going to work, and all alluding, but none ever saying that to ban those goddamn guns. You got to ban them, you got to ban them. But towards the end of the conversation, when I seen that he was giving way into him, because he is a piece of blade of grass that bends with the wind in any situation, he's told him that, you could do a lot of these things around the country. The states can, because states got big rights now when you're going after the people's rights. And the states have been, going for it. And then every once in a while I hear that reciprocity. And that's something that the NRA, this is going to be another one of them bargaining things, because he does practice the art of the deal, don't you know? And so, see it now. Well, the NRA's decided that, they talk about the NRA as a powerhouse, and like they're working, like they're a part of it. Like that 5 million, somehow representatives of the 100 million people plus that own, guns in this country. They're not. They're not elected no more than these goddamn phony-ass agencies out there. The NRA is a private goddamn organization. It's a bunch of assholes looking out for themselves. It's like he came out and he did talk about the bump stocks today. He said, you know, talking about he's going to do it with his goddamn pen, with his executive dictate. He's going to outlaw the bump stocks. And, of course, the NRA is okay with that because this is how it works, people. This is how it's worked since the beginning, hasn't it? You know, I don't own a bump stock. Well, I don't care. Yeah, we'll take that. And then that'll be the retribution for the 17 false flag kids or whatever, you know, a little bit of it and then a little bit this way. But what we're coming down here to is there's going to be a deal between the NRA. Well, the people, the only goddamn people that own guns in this country, you know, the rich fucks out there that have their little organization to so that they can act like they're some kind of representative of the rest of us. You're not. You son of a bitches are going to hang with the rest of them. But there's reciprocity. It'll be a deal. You know, we want this this national concealed carry, which is a permission from the government, which is a direct violation of the second article. The NRA is, no, this is what we need, you know, we got the right to protect our, we're protecting your rights by giving them up. And that's what the NRA's always been famous for. Those son of a bitches are treasonous. And all these laws, you're seeing them punching like they did down there in Florida, you know, with the down there with the, so that, you know, they can have a little rat line of, the person, you know, doesn't have to be identified. What the hell they call it? An anonymous tip line. To come and charge your house, and if you're someone who ain't giving up your guns, that's life and death, people. And they know it, but that's all right. You know, in the martial arts, and there's such a thing as using one's momentum against them. Let them have it, man. Let them just come. We got to get this over with. I swear we do. Let them. I mean, we'll sit here going, yeah, okay, mm-hmm, yeah, all right, right now, okay, boom. They know better, but the Jews are pressing on this. And so what you're gonna see them doing is these, just like with Oregon did, and there was one in Florida, and now you're seeing it across the nation. They're gonna have all of these fucking infringements. They're already infringed upon by the millions, our rights are. But what you have to understand is that they're putting the final pieces into place before reciprocity. And then they're going to have reciprocity, and it's probably going to come out like, we're going to toughen up those background checks and make them universal. Background checks, universal. Dad can't hand his kid a gun. You know, basically the complete infringement of the Bill of Rights on the second article. And, you know, here we see the way that the propaganda machine is putting everything in place to get us ready for this goddamn, it'd be a shove up the rumpus. I don't know what to call it. You know, here we go. Assault weapons not protected by the Second Amendment, Federal Appeals Court rules. And you know what? That's a correct ruling. It is not protected by the Second Amendment. It's protected by the second article of the First Amendment, and by God, they know it, and this is the legalese and this deception that they're using. But, you know, they're acting like they're ruling on this. You see, if it's an amendment, you can remove it with another amendment. That's what they're pushing for. And what you got to understand, even when they're directly attacking the second article, they're attacking the whole package. Because why can't they take that gun away from you? Why has the government no power to touch it besides the fact that it's written in stone and says, shall not be infringed, period? Well, they would have to violate your procedural due process. We talk about it here every day. They're going to remove your weapon. They're going to remove your property without the procedural due process and in violation of the second article of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
It cannot be disparaged either.
No, sir. It can't. Well, what they're doing, we know what they're doing. It's coming down to the point that they're looking at us. Yeah, we understand you're not fooled no more, but the Jews have given us our marching orders. And the thing is, the dividing us into two camps hasn't worked. So what they're looking at here is just a government, apparatus that, police state they have created, which we told you Trump was going to strengthen and bring it across the board, which is exactly what he's doing through this school bullshit. Because everybody has a school, and they're going to bring that federal gun shit right down into your local neighborhood. Hell, I live about, 750, 800 yards from a school. It's a small town. Everybody lives that close. But this is how they're going to bring that non-existent authority right down into your goddamn communities. And this is when you're going to have to shoot them. Because it is all absolutely 110% illegal. It is a violation through force. Assault weapons not protected by the Second Amendment, Federal Appeals Court says, or rules. This is from NBC. It was sent in by, actress, A-R- ATRAZ, ATRAZ, that's a hard one. Maryland's ban on 45 kinds of assault weapons and 10-round limit on gun magazines were upheld Tuesday by a federal appeals court in a They guess they can do it. They wrote it down on a fucking piece of paper, and three or four of these goddamn communist, you can't call them judges. I guess this would be a committee. This is what it really is, committees with other names on them. That's the way it is, really. Boom. I guess it's time to shoot you. Just like, you know, King George, he said that he could take your guns. He told all of his underlings that they could take your guns. And so they marched out to take your guns, and boom! That's when it has to happen. I mean, the end result of this, they talk about, you know, it's playing this game. 17 lives were lost here. You wait till you see the bloodbath coming. Because there's nothing nobody can do to stop it. These son of a bitches have been given their orders by the Jews and told that they will be extracted if it gets dangerous. So they're going to go ahead and go forward with it. From the top of the goddamn hair Trump to the goddamn meter maid. 10-round limit on magazines were upheld Tuesday by a federal appeals court in a decision that met with a strongly worded dissent. In a 10-4 ruling, that's 10, you see, they've removed it right down to these goddamn illegal courts they created. These are all illegal courts that are running your goddamn country and dictating you. In a 10-4 ruling, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said the guns banned under Maryland's law aren't protected by the Second Amendment. Really? But simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protections to weapons of war. Now, we have went over this 10,000 times. Do you think they don't know who old Tench Gotch is, guys? You think that they don't? They, you know, all these graduates of Harvard Law and all this shit, that they somewhere there, they just never heard of old Mr. Tench Gotch. They never really looked at what because they're always talking about what them people meant back then. You know, we hear it all the time. Well, there was just powder guns and stuff, and they really didn't mean for us to have assault weapons. You know what? You take a fucking hammer and you hit a nail with it, it's a hammer. You whop somebody up beside the head with it, and it becomes an assault hammer, doesn't it? I mean, how stupid do they think we are? Don't answer that question. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. And that goes for the goddamn state legislators, too, because the 10th article dictates it. If it is forbidden, they're saying, you know what, they're throwing their middle finger up. You're not forbidding us nothing, Goyim. But, you know, the thing is, they're playing a game. They know. I mean, they know when it breaks loose that they cannot defeat a goddamn army this big. A population of 300 million armed people with, you know, if we could muster real easy 40 million men who are ready to kick their ass, and they know it. So the plan has to be to bring in those UN troops to do, I mean, or maybe they're going to play this right up to the edge and start a war. Oh, go save your country. Take them guns and go save the country. That's what we got to do. Save what? Save this shithole? You think so? I don't think so. I think maybe we'll clean this shithole out while you've got them assholes that'll go along with this shit over there in foreign land playing army. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier. I mean, you think that they haven't heard this before, that they didn't know. They you know, for 1934, they understood this quite clearly. That they couldn't touch anything. You wanted to put a pistol inside your coat, you did it. It wasn't none of their goddamn business, and to speak of it could get you hung. But see, it's that incrementalism, the communist infiltration, and the getting into the schools and talking to the little kiddies growing up, not even know who they are or how their country got here, what their status is, what belongs to them. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright. Birthright of an American. The unlimited power. Go ahead, sorry.
They don't like to hear about in 1966 when Charles Whitmore in the tower there, what stopped him was everybody went and got their deer rifle out.
Yeah, they did.
Shooting at him.
Yeah, but still, you know, that's the arguments they like you to get into. I don't care if Whitmore did, if they did, people did come. I don't give a shit about none of these circumstances. This is written law. It's codified in blood. It was codified in the blood of our ancestors. And my ancestors were there. So I got this goddamn right that you're not going to remove. Boy, something's really bad there. I don't know what it is, but Laura, you need to take care of it. I hope it ain't Charlie because he's wanting to talk, but it's sounding like it. There. Huh? Charlie, your phone's whopping around there or something, buddy.
It's windy, but I was listening.
That's okay. Just star six out when you ain't wanting to talk. When you want to talk, star six in, and I'll hear the wind, and I'll know.
I'm putting it on mute.
Okay. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. What the hell is it? What part aren't they getting? You don't get to have the monopoly on power. The people have the monopoly on power. That's why everything you can have, we can have. And in fact, we can forbid you to have it. You can't forbid us to have it. There's no standing clause that the government can be armed. The government's only supposed to be armed to the extent that Congress declares a war, raises troops from the militia who are armed with their own arms, and they go out and they fight the war. You've never had no power to so much as have a single weapon that belongs to the government. How about that? Because you haven't. Either the federal or state governments. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. And these are people who knew what they had just fought a war for. That they knew what these son of a bitches would try. They knew, well, goddamn it, man. I mean, what do you, they think we're just going to dismiss Lexington and Concord? What were them son of a bitches coming to Lexington and Concord for, people? Well, they stopped by Lexington on their way to Concord to confiscate guns. And you think, oh, the king was, them peasants don't need no guns I'm ruling over. If I want to hang them, I don't want no bullets flying at me. How freaking stupid do you think they think we are? Or that sorry-ass NRA over there. Well, yeah, some of the gun infringements are okay because we put them together as a rich man's organization. You're going to hang, you son of a bitch. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must occasionally be raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private, that is, I own it, it's mine, not yours, the only way it can be removed from me is by another American national who affords me absolute every bit of the due process guaranteed to me in my Bill of Rights. You government son of a bitch can't even talk to me about them. They know it, people. This is a seizure. This is a coup for all intents and purposes. And then they try it. Well, it's time to get this over with, people. It is time it's way past time. Go ahead.
Henry, have you heard anything about the Governors of America, GOA? They're spending all of this.
I do not know. I haven't heard what gun owners... I haven't seen a thing come out of Gun Owners of America, to be honest with you, sir.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure Laura's looking right now because you asked the question. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check on the regular troops. How can you form a check on the regular troops if you are not equally armed? You see, this isn't rocket science. What they're doing is prima facie a goddamn insurrection. Plain and simple. Herr Trump stood up there in front of the nation, that dirty piece of treasonous shit, and he talked insurrection today with these governors from around the states who are talking insurrection on the state level. It is time to shut them down. Well, you know, the way they'll go about it, though, it won't just be... Because this is how they do not have the wherewithal to do what they want to do. If they could, they would just do it. There would be none of this coming at it from this angle. They are right now trying to get any gun out of anybody's hand they can. Like with this thing with 18, 21 years old to buy a long gun. And see what they figure is, I mean, they know that, you know, this is, that it's just, it's like taking a bite out of an elephant. You've got an elephant to eat, but you do it one bite at a time. And the thing is, 18, 19, 20-year-olds who would otherwise have guns, purchased guns, and have more in the arsenal for our people, they think that they're just going to pass some shit-ass little law and it ain't going to happen. We got plenty of guns. More ammo. Buy ammo, man. Well, I don't give a shit what anybody comes up on any radio program and tells you. You buy more ammo. That is one thing we are goddamn going to need. And every reloader, it's going to have to be, I mean, working. And you're going to have powder to put in them holes and to put the bullets in. We're going to have bullets to put in those. You know, and I've heard Mark talking that back there. They're making their own bullets. And believe me, I've got a friend or two that have made a few bullets. And, man, they came out pretty nice. But more bullets. More bullets, man. That's how they would try to starve us. They will try. The first thing they'll have to go after is the goddamn thing. I mean, too many guns. Too many guns for them. Once everybody understands what's going on, there's just too many of them. That's why you're seeing this register the ammunition. You know that UN agenda, that small arms treaty. That was, I mean, when that came out, it was just sound so ridiculous, didn't it? I mean, it was just, wasn't that many years ago? What, 5-6 years ago? They come out with this UN small arms treaty. A part of that was every bullet would have to be registered. Not here. That thing will never fly here. But here that you got them doing it in Connecticut, you got them doing it in California, you got them doing it, I think, in New Jersey. But the thing is, when you hit that reciprocity, that's going to bring it all together to bring the United States into line with the UN Small Arms Treaty. And see, that's where just another muscle to get it all. If they could get it down to where they had enough people pumped into this country who weren't us, who would actually shoot at us. And then so they could just even bring it into two armies like that to fight each other on this soil. And goddamn, don't think they aren't close. You look what they're doing on immigration. Nothing. You had a Supreme Court decision that they weren't going to hear the case where they said that this enactment statement, you see, a signing statement by a president is to put a law into action. That's all the fucking power they've ever had. Is to put a law that was legislated into action. But now this law, this signing order that granted amnesty, which even the Congress has no power to do. They cannot do it because it was the people's law that was broken, and they're just going to come in with an ex post facto notion that, we're just going to make them citizens. When, again, this is taking the country that belongs to you and me. They can't take what belongs to me. My part of this country, they cannot take without that due process of law. They can't take yours. They know, but they're just doing it. They're writing it down on a piece of paper, and they're going to freaking do it. Now what you got is you got a son of a bitch that wrote something down on a piece of paper, and they're taking it into court. Well, we have executive order signed by Barack Insane Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satora, the back alley bitch. It's signed here, and we're going to litigate on that. Man, I'll tell you, people, you don't think you're living in a dictatorship. You're clear out of your mind. This wouldn't, I mean, the founders of this country, the true founders, those people who wrote those anti-federalist papers, they are rolling over in their graves. I mean, they gave you the warning. They gave you the apparatus to defend yourself. And by God, it's come down to the point, you're defending your life. Make no mistake about it. Let's go on into this a little bit. Put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protections to weapons of war. Judge Robert King wrote for the court, adding that the Supreme Court's decision in District of Columbia versus Hellerboy explicitly excluded such coverage. Well, you son of a bitches, you have no authority to rule on our Bill of Rights. It is a part of the body of law known as the common law that only we, through our juries, can rule on. And in any instance, and it has to be, a case of one American national versus another American national with 12 of our peers ruling on where the rights come together and whose rights supersede whose rights. That is the only, that's written in, I mean, this ain't something I'm making up. That is what is written in our Bill of Rights. You cannot do it. You know you do not have the authority, and you're marching forward. It is a complete act of sedition. It is an act of treason. It is being perpetrated by an illegal occupation. And still, we had the people that went out and went along with this shit. I wonder how those people are feeling. Some of them that listened to this, a lot of people broke away from the trenches because they just had to go and vote for Trump. Well, I got a right to be stupid. No, you don't. Not when your stupidity affects me, you son of a bitch. I will see you prosecuted. And I mean, it's just sitting here at this point in time, telling it, you know, talking about this. I can see, you know, people say, well, you know, as much as they don't believe that that government would ever take them over to a ditch, they don't believe the time could ever come when they would be held to account. But by God, we got to make sure it happens. Go ahead.
I wonder why why these SOBs never bring up that the Second Amendment is for them. They you never hear nobody on the television, especially, you know what I'm saying, with the CIA media and all this crap. We never hear them say, well, you know, the Second Amendment is for, you know, protection against the government. It's fight a tyranny government. They never bring that up. I wonder why.
Well, the same reason they sit and try to call this Republican democracy. And Dion, brother, it's the second article. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with guns in this country. The Bill of Rights et al. Was the first amendment to the United States Constitution, and it had 10 articles. And we're talking about the second article to the First Amendment to our original Constitution, which we, the people, never ratified that goddamn Constitution. We never did. It's just a bunch of rich son of a bitches from each state got together and go, I represent the goyim over there in that little slot. And but when the people saw them doing it, they got together and put together that that Bill of Rights. And they said, we're going to come to Philadelphia and shoot your asses. And so they made them attach that. They didn't want that. They did not want that for 1 second. It was a stagger in their march to goddamn enslave us. From the beginning of this country, all those aristocratic bastards wanted is for them to be the new royalty. Hell, John Adams was sitting there, we got to name a king, King George. Hey, wouldn't that have been something? It was almost there, wasn't it? Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. From the Trenches, Patriot broadcast from the Trenches, State of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contribution. I'm thinking. Because I'm like, you know, we're looking at this shit here. There's a statement here. Judge William Traxler, I guess it is, issued a dissent by concluding the Second Amendment doesn't even apply. Traxler wrote, "The majority has gone to greater lengths than any other court to eviscerate the constitutionally guaranteed right to keep and bear arms." He also wrote that the court did not apply a strict enough review of the constitutionality of the law. And you know, this, if you were looking at this and using all the law from the beginning of this country, the Second Article doesn't pertain. I mean, the Second Amendment does not pertain to guns. I don't know what the actual Second Amendment was. I can't get it right off the top of my head, but it sure as hell wasn't the Second Article of the First Amendment. It's, you know what people can't get through their heads is it's like clauses in any law. You know, you have sections and clauses in any law written. And that's what the articles are. The articles are the clauses in that particular piece of law. And they're kind of, no, those are amendments to the Constitution. Each one of them is independent. And we got the right by this one here. What about that ninth article, you son of a bitch, that says you cannot have any authority to touch any of them rights? And the bottom line here is us, we the people separated in the common law away from the government, they still can't touch the guns. I mean, that's like a double. No, you can't. Because the only way you could get this property in my hand that belongs to me is to provide me that procedural due process, and it starts with an individual making a complaint. And none of the shit they have written meets that standard. It's all bullshit. But I guess they think they throw enough and they'll see what if something will stick. Man.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question, but it's not, you know, related to the topic, but it sort of is. I'm going to ask you this. Since they do all this uniform commercial code and all these statutes and laws, is it because, you know, that the United States became a corporation, but we're not really, you know what I'm saying, liable for nothing because we didn't sign no contracts to them. So all what they're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, is off their statutes and codes because everything is like a corporation. They doing stuff for profit, you know, like you say, that uniform commercial code and all that. And that's why they took away our common law courts. Is that the reason why?
Absolutely. You nailed it right on the head. You see, in this country, okay, we were guaranteed the common law, which is public law. Now think about what I'm saying. Public law for private purposes. That means this public law, which is the Bill of Rights, is for my private purposes. If that gun's mine, you can't touch it. Now, what they replaced that with, the Uniform Commercial Code you were talking about, that's Roman civil law. And that's exactly what you see being enacted and conducted in this country, which is private policy being enforced as public law. That is, these privateers get together, these groups, these collections, and like you said, of course it's been run as a corporation since the Civil War. That's where they rewrote the Constitution with zero authority to do it, because the people who were fighting for the North, they weren't fighting to get rid of the Bill of Rights, folks. Not even if they would have said that, they would have turned around and shot them. What they did was when they wrote that 14th Amendment, declaring that we were no longer in control, that we were their subjects. We're not their subjects. And see, when they wrote that down on that piece of paper that day, when they fateful day, when they sit down and wrote, the people are subject to the government, they did that with zero authority. In fact, they did it as a violation to the ninth article, because it could never, that kind of power to write that down and make it law could never exist. The ninth article prohibited it. And the tenth article prohibits the same to the states. So you're exactly correct in this, and then uniform commercial, and you know, as far as their notion that they have replaced this, this whole thing centers around the Bill of Rights. That's why I don't see why anybody's talking about anything else, because this is a direct attack on the Bill of Rights. And I got to get my lost my screen there to get it back. Their contracts, now that's what the theory is out there. You know, these people who do get into that administratorship like Glass did, you know, and all this stuff and end up, you know, in jail. But the administrative law, all this bullshit, it just ain't. It just cannot be. It is forbidden to be by the ninth article and by the because no matter what they try, you know, they can say, well, you signed this contract. We wrote out this contract. We tricked you, because there's no disclosure in that contract saying that what you're actually doing is surrendering rights. But the bottom line is every contract is contingent upon authority. First with your individual authority, but then there's the county you made that contract in. You've got the authority of the county to enforce your contracts, right? And then if the county...
Hey, Henry, but doesn't make it null and void if you don't know it's a contract?
It doesn't matter anyway, Dion. That's what I'm trying to say here. Now, so they got the contract, mm-hmm. and you signed that contract, and it's taken away a right. And they say, well, you signed it away here. Well, you know what? That contract can't exist because it is without authority. The contract has no authority because it is dependent upon the county to have authority, because it's the charter of the county within the state. It has to depend on the state, because you formed that county through the authority of the state. The state was formed through the authority of the Constitution. Obviously, there was no states before the Revolutionary War. After the Revolutionary War, before that, there was just colonies of England. But then they put together the states. The states were formed under the authority of the Constitution. Now, the Constitution cannot contain any authority that removes those rights. That's what the ninth article says. Hence, that authority can't be, you can't have no authority in any contract that depends ultimately on that Constitution for its authority. The state can't have it. The county can't have it. The individual can't have it. Because it comes down to the Bill of Rights and the common law. I can't come to you and say, I don't feel that you're safe with that. I don't think you're a safe person to have a gun. I wrote it down here on a piece of paper. Dion co-signed it. And give me the gun. You can't do that, because you denied that person procedural due process. There's only one way you can get a piece of property away from an American national. You have to go through that procedure contained in that Bill of Rights. That means you got to have that fourth article warrant with even for a property, to arrest a property. You have to have those two affidavits attached, and you have to have a complaint for your cause for coming and taking that. It has to be something that was done, not that you think something might happen. That just doesn't enter in the equation. Something that might happen, anything could happen, and that was completely removed from the equation when they put the requirement for the fourth article in there. The fifth article says you're going to have procedural due process of the law. You cannot be denied property. That gun's your property. I cannot deny you that property without going through that. I can't do it. You can't do it to me, Dion. We can't do it to somebody else. So we can, in all the power that this government possesses is allocated from we the people. I can't give you something I do not have. So you can't have it, because I never had it to give to you.
So it's basically a free-for-all.
Exactly.
Now, since we've been in receivership since 1930.
Yep. See, they tried to use it.
And we've been declared as salvage.
The country's being run under an emergency that can't, you know, there was no clause in the original Constitution. Well, if there's an emergency, you can spend all the rights and you can declare martial law. It isn't in there, people. They never had the authority. The first time Lincoln did it, he violated the goddamn ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights. He did not, we didn't give them that authority, because we don't have that authority to give. Because I can't give your rights away, and you can't give my rights away. We just can't do it. We do not have the capacity to give them the power that they claim that they're exercising on us through us giving them the power. That's the basic nuts and bolts of the simplest of the argument. I cannot do it to you. You cannot do it to me. There is no way in this reality, there's no way in physics that we can give you something we don't have. that we can turn it over to you because we never had it and you never had it. What you're doing now is raw freaking sedition, period. They know this, people. They understand. They think that, you know, these attorneys, they spent all these years of gobbledygook and making this big old fucking mess of case law this and bullshit this and bullshit when they never had no authority to do any of it. Every case that comes up is an individual case in an individual cause decided by a jury of individuals each and every time. You don't come back and say because it happened over here and they got this verdict, that's just automatic. No. Because that jury has to hear the circumstances, the jury has to hear all the evidence, then the jury decides for that jurisdiction what the goddamn law is, period. That's what, I mean, people talk about the jury nullification. You guys realize that when the Branch Davidians were taken and tried in court, but they didn't make a big to-do of it because it was all, they'd murdered kids and all kinds of shit. But those people were found not guilty. They were acquitted by the jury, even in the Admiralty Court. They got an acquittal. They said not guilty. The judge said, I'm setting the jury's verdict aside and I'm putting them in jail. That's where you're at in this country. Do you see this? It's just the key elements. They took over the judicial. They removed the common law, which is the final mechanism before you fight. Everything else is just bullshit until you can lay the paper down and say, I'm going to get justice, and you can't get justice, then you got to fight. But they put their people into these communist goddamn judges across this country. They created courts that with no authority over the people, without the authority of the people to create them, because the people didn't have the authority to give them to create government courts that could lord over them. We didn't have it. We can't do it to one another. We are the ultimate power in this country, and we can't do that to one another. We cannot give that authority to somebody else to do it to us or to do it to one of another of us. That's just all there is to it. That's physics, people. That's math. You cannot create a positive out of a negative. You cannot just take it something that isn't there. Well, they've done it with the money, haven't they? They create money out of air, wealth out of air, just because they type it down on a piece of paper. It's not real. If the time comes, like right now, if they called in all the certificates for these gold futures, you know, it would be like, musical chairs. Only you'd have about 10,000 people per chair, for each chair that's available, because they've written out all of this paper into the future on gold that doesn't exist. I mean, this is how far it's gone. It's completely in a fantasy world at this point. And then they turn around you and act like this goddamn court could have some decision to make. And with an authority that can't exist, you're not even supposed to be talking. You're not. In fact, that court ain't supposed to be there. That's the whole point. They were never supposed to be in. What the hell you think people went out and fought and died so that some goddamn son of a bitch could lord over them when they were armed and they just fought off a son of a bitch that wanted to lord over them? You think they would just, we just want a different kind of, we just want a different boss. We just want a different taskmaster. Not. It isn't so. It's all a lie. The proof is, and that's why they left that Bill of Rights. You know, they did not want those enumerated rights as an amendment to that Constitution. And that's why. It was for today. Back then, I mean, the place was wide open to theft. I mean, they were stealing hand over fist. And the people were tired of war. And they just went back to their farms. And of course they left them the fuck alone. They were armed. And they didn't have the wherewithal to bother them. They didn't have no policing forces. They didn't have no standing army. So they left him alone, but the future is what they were always looking at. Today was what the Bill of Rights was written for. That's why it was written down by those fellows all those years ago, was for us today. So that when they're standing here telling them this, we got the Bill of Rights there going, this is written in fact. God damn it, you cannot create a positive from a negative. You think we're that freaking dumb? That we think that you can just reach and you can take air and squeeze it in your hands and make gold out of it? You really think that we believe that? Because you can't. You never had the ingredients to begin with, you see. And they never had the authority. And when they wrote that goddamn Fourth Amendment back there after the Civil War, they did it with absolutely no authority. In fact, they violated the law, the people's law. They violated the people's trust. And they violated our law. They wrote it down on a piece of paper and they signed it. That was treachery. And they made this a corporation, and you're just going to be a piece of property in the corporation. It's a very good deal for you. But see, when they did it, they didn't come right out and just that day tried to enforce it. It's like what the shit that they're doing today. I mean, like this shit we're looking at. You think about 40 years ago, if just that day they would come up and say, well, we're going to take away all the, we're going to call the semi-automatic assault rifles. See, they had to build this bullshit one little layer at a time, one brick at a time. But if they'd have come out when my dad was young and said, he said, we're going to take the gun, but shit, they'd have shot him right there on the spot. There wouldn't have been no debate about it. They hadn't had the time to incrementally get the people conditioned to bullshit. To get the people dumbed down to the point that the people, and a lot of people don't even know who they are. You're an American national. You are the ultimate authority in this goddamn country. Those fuckers that you look at that you think are so high and mighty, they're working on your goddamn authority. Supposedly, actually they're not, because they've done exceeded that. They've crossed the line. We're back to Lexington and Concord. We're going to have to shoot the son of a bitches. And just like then, I mean, you look at what the people took from the Boston Massacre forward. That was like 1765. For 10 years, all the goddamn treachery, the goddamn King's men beating them down, jailing them, taking their property, raping their women, bringing soldiers in and taking their goddamn houses. But finally, when they come to get the guns, the people said, we let go of these fucking guns. We're done. We're done. Stick a fork in it. It's over. The people understood it, and the people understand it today. I had this one article about, I don't know if I got that one or not, about the gun show they had there in Florida, and it's just people are mobbing it. People are going out. You understand it. I mean, it's like Trump. I mean, why in the hell would he say that in the middle of the CPAC, his speech? He said, so, you know, he kind of brings it in like the con man he is. Talking at first, he's the Second Amendment. Which it ain't the Second Amendment, you two-bit fucking charlatan. And then he talks to tax cuts, and they both cheer, and they go, so he goes like this. It's just like, which is more important, the tax cuts? Yeah. The Second Amendment? Really loud. You see what I'm saying? They're playing it. What can they fucking get away with? That's what they're asking themselves right now. Because they've been ordered by the Jews to go forward. Period. And that is a communist term. Forward. Always forward into international communism.
Oh, yeah. It's the last place on earth standing before worldwide communism.
And before that extermination on them Georgia Guidestones. How do you think they would ever get away? I mean, no doubt the apparatus exists. I mean, this is a big goddamn planet. That's what people keep forgetting. They try to make you think that this planet isn't that goddamn big, but it is. And to actually wipe out the kind of population they want to wipe out and not get themselves killed in the process. Now, that's what you got to remember. They want to kill that many people, but they don't want to get killed in the process. You would have to have the people disarmed. I don't care what you tried. If it was an airborne, something to, you know, like a bacterial thing to kill people off. Before you could get them all, man, if there was enough guns, if they got guns, they're going to come and they're going to try and kill you too. Why not? Of course they are. That's why it's so important for them to get all the guns. They've done it around the world. Like Charlie said, we're the last place, we're the last man standing, period. Last man standing, but God, are we ever armed, people? Like no other army in the history of this world, we are armed. And they know what they're up against, but just like I said, with the 18 to 20 years old, we could get that many guns. I mean, this is how they're thinking. They are desperate. We could get this many here and then play that. They're going to try and play a game to where they're going to try and corral 300 million firearms, which is actually probably a couple of billion that are really out there. It's a losing game. But at some point, I got to believe that they figure if we get this percentage of them, this is the way they're thinking now. I got to believe it. If we get this percentage of them, we can make our move and we can might pull this. I mean, they're looking at the goddamn fine, like within tenths and tenths of equations of pulling this off on a worldwide basis and not getting their asses killed. They want us all dead. If they could just right now push a button and we'd all be dead, by God, if you don't think they'd do it, you're crazy. They would do it. They're in fear. What they have done to this world, they deserve the worst death you could imagine, tying them to a wagon wheel and slathering them with pitch and lighting them on fire is too good for them. For what they've done, they know the people of this world hate their fucking guts. For what they've done, the misery they have caused, I mean, just the peoples around the world. That's why it's so desperate for them, where they will look at it because you know what? If they've stopped right now and backed off, it ain't going to do them no good. They've already committed such evil crime around the world that if they have to keep, I mean, now they're the ones with the goddamn their shoulder to the wall. And that wall's coming at him. Just hold it right here. But still, they're trying to think of a way to collapse the wall on the other side and them come out smelling like roses with everybody else fucking dead except for a handful of slaves to serve them. And the guns are critical. The guns have always been critical. In that one article they're talking about back in the day. I'll tell you what, back in the day, a goddamn squirrel gun, I mean, it had a rifled barrel on it. When we were fighting the British, man, when the guys came out of the hills with them squirrel guns, see, they start shooting the officers. They'd get up in a tree and they'd shoot that son of a bitch from 200 yards away where a musket, I mean, you shoot all your muskets at me. They ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. It'd be an accident if they hit anybody at 200 yards. But them guys, they were popping guys in the head at 200 yards with their squirrel guns. Now, you talk about an assault weapon of the time. I bet you old King George would have loved to outlaw squirrel guns before he started that war. What do you think? Oh, here we have Condi Rice. I don't understand why civilians, you see, you're civilians. That means, that indicates to me that if I'm a civilian, then that makes you military, right, Condi? That makes us a military government? Is that what you're trying to convey to me with that statement? I don't understand why civilians need military weapons, Condi Rice said. This is from RT, but sent in by Sunfire. Condoleezza Rice doesn't understand why civilians, making them the military, it must be a military government if we're civilians, need to have access to military weapons. Well, just like I said, the military weapon, the most devastating fucking...
How is she not in prison?
Well, because there is no law, Charlie. You have to have law before you can put people in prison. Otherwise, you're in a war and you just shoot them. But like I said, back in 17 and 76 or and 77 and 78, that squirrel gun was the goddamn, I mean, it was the baddest weapon on the battlefield as far as a handheld gun. The AR-50, the significance of the AR-15 today pales in comparison to the goddamn squirrel gun of the time. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you see you see how these war criminals, like Charlie said, you know, she should be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
So she's running her mouth, and she didn't kill. How many people has Herm Bush killed? Millions.
They should have been.
How many children have they killed? Millions.
War crimes. Children.
Exactly. And you talking about, first of all, I'm not a civilian, like you say. I mean, that means subject.
Yep.
Citizen, civilian, to me, that means subject.
Yep.
And I'm not a subject. I'm not under no king. I'm not under no any man's authority.
That's amen.
The bottom line.
But you're right. Condi Rice, Rumsfeld, goddamn Bush and Cheney. Think about what they did. They went into a country with zero cause on a lie they created. And they killed children. I mean, they always, like these 17 children. We should disarm them people for them 17 children. What about the half a million to a million you killed over there in Iraq? That with them children, well, them was other kind of children, you see.
How can you take somebody's word serious from a war criminal?
Exactly. And that's it, man. I mean, these people should have been, when it was found out that that yellow cake uranium didn't exist, now the whole thing was a scam. The false flag of 9/11, it was all perpetrated. I mean, you have, 15 Saudis and 3 Jordanians supposedly hijacked some planes and hit some buildings, so you attacked Iraq. Really? So you attacked Iraq, and then when it was found out that your lie was a lie, there was no yellow cake uranium, they had no nuclear program. Well, we're going there to give them democracy. They want us there. They love us. Boy, I bet you they do. You go back and look about how Iraq was before the shock and awe. It was a first world city. Country.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, look how things, the information's been censored. We've been over there in Iraq and Afghanistan for 15, 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
When's the last time we've had an update on that? What's going on over there? Did it just disappear? Did somebody just flush it down the toilet? It's gone. They wipe their nose. It's gone.
Well, you know, when they finally do report on us, they'll show us a picture of Israeli flags flying all over the goddamn place. And it's occupied territories now. It belongs to the Jews. That's what it'll be. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. Stay pissed. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, and keep pointing these simple facts out to people and make them understand. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, coming right up behind us here on PBFTT.